day the church celebrates, Thursday after Ash Wednesday, and our scripture passage comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live in the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." In our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we hear the words, "Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him." Our time on this earth, it seems, is a constant struggle to balance what we need in this life to live well and to be close to God, and the desire to attain all that we can in this life in terms of material wealth and physical enjoyment. The key word is balance. Our readings today encourage us to seek first and foremost the good things of the Lord. It is in these things that we find true happiness. It is in these that we find true life in the Lord. This doesn't exclude pursuing what we truly need in this life, but we must put God and our need for God at the forefront of all that we do. May our prayer this day and throughout the season of Lent be that we put God before all else in this life, and that our love of God pervades all that we say and all that we do.